Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh my God, here come the Orioles. They're going to steal 100 bases.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it, man. It's another 5-hour KM to AM. Not a marathon, a sprint. We're going to run from right now until midnight, taking your calls at 888-808-1019, like FM. This is The Fan in New York. We're going to talk to New York sports fans about New York sports. And maybe some other things will pop up in the wide world of sports. But for the most part, I'm about to lock in right now. I've got a ton of things in my notes from the weekend, but I understand what we're talking about. And I'm going to just close my MacBook, put the notes to the side, and just speak freely on our two baseball teams in New York, because in about a week and a day, we've got another installment of the Subway Series. Let's get right into it. You know the number to dial. Dial now if you want to be first. The lines are wide open. Lou Gower is over. Lugie's already out. I saw Sean Morash running. I was like, he's moving pretty good, moving better than I was moving with the hernia surgery. I saw Morash running out of here to get to the train. Morash and Tiki with Evan chiming in late from jury duty. Bad job by you, Evan. Come on. In a time like this, my Mets Bible, we need you here. Let's start with the Mets. I mean, the Grimets. LGG. Let's go, Grimets. You got to be a special kind of character to pour cold water on the Grimets. Like, you got to really be one of those type of guys that can't have any fun. A Debbie Downer, a negative Nancy, a party pooper, a killjoy, a buzzkill, to say that you're tired of Grimace. A mascot, when you already have two mascots, that threw out a first pitch on his birthday. And since, things have changed for the New York Mets. Embrace the Grimets. Embrace the Grimace era. Why not? You're the Mets. You have nothing else to really hope for, root for. It's fun. So for anybody that's, oh, I'm tired of this. Obviously, we know that the whoever was in the mascot uniform, whatever this Ronald McDonald, we know that doesn't actually have anything to do with the baseball. We can point to 5 to 10 different things with the baseball, but it's cool that right now, whether they lose tonight or not, right? You know, because if you lose on the road, you still say, hey, they're undefeated at Citi Field since Grimace threw out that first pitch. But it's just something fun. You need something to rally around. The same people probably thought it was stupid when Alex Verdugo said that the Yankees were dogs. And look at how that has carried through. We'll get to Alex Verdugo and the Red Sox with the series that just happened in a minute. But I love it. It's out of nowhere. It's funny. I remember I was on that night, and I think Marco was the one who told me. I'm like, why Grimace out of all the Ronald McDonald characters? He's like, I don't know. I think there's a Grimace shake. And he looked it up that it was Grimace's birthday. Hey, whatever. However you can create some type of magic, whatever you guys can do to get out of the funk of losing games and getting swept. I have been on The Fan since the beginning of the season saying, when are the Mets going to put together a win streak? When are they going to sweep a team? It happened after Grimace threw out the first pitch. So that is an inflection point. That is a check mark. You can also say since Edwin Diaz has been back, sure, and that bullpen has been a lot better. Tip your cap to Carlos Mendoza. The bullpen has been good. They haven't blown a game. They haven't given away a game. The starting pitching has done enough. Francisco Lindor, offensively, defensively. Francisco Alvarez can be actually the point. If you don't want to believe in the mascot, then say it since Francisco Alvarez came back that the Mets have got their act together. But you know what? You can also go back to the team meeting and how they've been playing since they came together as a group and spoke. And they actually have a DH after all of these years of not taking advantage of the universal DH. Point to that guy. J.D. Martinez spoke in that team meeting. He's a guy that chose the Mets because he's thinking about October, and he's trying to will them to October. 888-808-1019. I just think that when you get a little glimpse of something, which is the opposite of what you were doing, right? You're not losing. You're not blowing games. You're winning games. You're rallying. You're sweeping a team like the Padres who, I mean, the Padres aren't a laughing stock. I know people want to talk down on them like, oh, the Padres. Yeah, they're the other team that underperformed with the highest payroll the last 2 years. So that's a good matchup. That's a good look at two teams to say, oh, well, here's the other team that spent a bunch of money, but they play in Petco Park in San Diego. They don't even have kind of the media coverage and fans that we have, so nobody cares. And you kind of avenge a loss. I'll tip my cap to the Met fan because the Mets were able to sweep San Diego. The Yankees were not. 888-808-1019. Hopefully you got to the ballpark. The weather is better. They finally won in those City Connect uniforms. It's all connected. The purple in the City Connect uniforms for the 7 line, the purple mascot, the big purple blob comes to City Field. Power's activated. So at least you have something that serves as like a mascot, a rally cry, an inflection point to say, since this happened, we became this. And we have a Mets game coming up in an hour that we'll ride along to. I'll keep you guys updated on. We'll watch that and we'll take your calls. Now, you know, talking about the Yankees weren't able to sweep the Padres. You know, I hate to do it to you, Gleyber Torres. You were part of the Yankees not winning that third game. Anyway, man, Gleyber Torres has been a struggle to watch. And now you have an issue at first base. Anthony Rizzo is hurt. And I mean, he already was getting rest for his performance. Now he's going to be out. And where do you go now that he's down? DJ LeMahieu? DJ LeMahieu is, he's batting 188. I don't even know what he's batting. It doesn't matter. He's not been effective since he returned. And I remember saying, if we can get 75% of the, we're not even getting half of the DJ LeMahieu. Like, DJ LeMahieu is supposed to be a 300 hitter. Even now, he can't even be a 250 guy. Just, we have some issues, Yankee fans, and it's not about the stolen bases. I'll get there. It's just like, it's just so easy, right? Clay Holmes blows a save. The Yankees have a closer problem. Clay Holmes can't be the closer. It's not that simple. As I was on air talking about that pitch, the third pitch of that at-bat to Kyle Isbell, that could have been called a ball or strike. Everyone, you know, leaves that out. And what I also said is Clay Holmes is going to be the closer. He's one of the best closers in baseball. Look at the numbers. Like, whenever he's stacking these saves, you know, no one says anything about it. He blows a couple saves. Also, look at the infield defense. Look at the guys behind him. If you're going to have Clay Holmes as your closer, a ground ball guy, a guy that's going to induce contact, not a power pitcher, not a swing and miss guy, then you better have athletic, smart, locked in defenders at every position behind him. 888-808-1019. Yeah, you guys want to talk about the base stealing. How about getting on base and scoring runs? Right? Basics of baseball. You can't load the bases up and have no outs and not cash in, right? So for all the people saying, oh, well, here's, they just showed the Boston Red Sox just showed the world how to beat the New York. Yeah, it's that simple, right? The Boston Red Sox got the formula. Now everybody's just going to come in here and it's going to look like a track meet. No, sir. You want to run into outs, be my guest. If you know that and I know that and we're not baseball guys as far as like being employed to prepare a baseball team or play a baseball game, what do you think the Yankees are doing? Now they're on high alert. Like, it sucks to see how many people have negative things to say about a platinum glove catcher, about a guy that I've seen pick off guys at first, at third, a guy that I've seen be pretty good. And I know Trevino is going to wear that, and I know he's going to go to work, and he's going to make up for that. You also don't point, not enough people were pointing to Marcus Stroman. And I literally don't care. I fell asleep on the game last night. Hopefully everybody had a happy Father's Day. I enjoyed my second one. I was in the bed watching that game, and I was like, I was relieved. I don't need to stay up and watch to the final out, right? Saturday, they were in the game. Juan Soto homers off the janky-ass monster. That stupid field, that's another thing. If you're a Yankee fan, how many series have we watched in the stupid dimensions of Fenway, that old rickety ballpark they need to knock down? Wacky things happen there. Man, also tip your cap to Alex Cora. He saw something, they exploited it. They won back-to-back games, they took the series. The power rankings are out for every publication, every outlet. Nobody now has put the Boston Red Sox above the Yankees. Everybody's looking at the Yankees. the Orioles, the Phillies as the top teams in baseball, and I don't think that's changed. But I also sat here and told you that June is going to be a gauntlet. What do you think comes with the gauntlet? You're going to get everybody's best punch because of how you started. You're going to get everybody's best punch. And the way that the series started with Alex Verdugo, the dog of all dogs being a dog, Yankee fans taking over their building, they had something to say about it the next night and the next night. But I don't think we have enough to say about Carlos Rodon, Marcus Stroman, and the Yankee bats going quiet, and specifically some Yankees that they're just not good enough. It can't always be Soto, Judge. It can't just rely on those guys. It was Verdugo the first night. Great homecoming for him. He said he had that date circled on his calendar. How are you going to be received like a Yankee? That is all-time epic for him, for his family, and for us as Yankee fans. But then, I mean, I thought for sure they were coming back Saturday night. Didn't have enough. And then last night, I didn't even finish watching the game because it doesn't matter. 162 one-game seasons. Clay Holmes blows a save after winning three games in a row in Kansas City against the Royals. Clay Holmes blows a save in a game that the Yankees were no hit for six innings, that they came back to rally to be up 4-3. Clay Holmes blows a save. Oh, now we need another closer. Mariano. Clay Holmes scares me. He can't be our closer. Not good enough for October. We're a long way from October. One loss does not mean that you have to have all of these hot takes and all of these like proclaims about like, nah, it just doesn't work like that, dude. It's one game. And the Yankees have won so many games. The first team to 50 wins, I'm not tripping over one game. And I'm not even tripping over two games. You're going to lose series. The Yankees don't do it too much. They went back-to-back weekends losing series in this June gauntlet. They might lose the next series. They might lose the series after that. I still think they're a team that can win it all this year. 888-808-1019. And before we go to break, what I'll say is this is good, Yankee fans. You don't want to be too confident. You don't want the front office to be too confident. You don't want anyone resting on their laurels. You don't want anyone sitting on their hands. Brian Cashman has a job to do, and I know he's going to do it. Brian Cashman was the one that was pointing at people interviewing him at the GM meetings with a response for stuff that they weren't even asking about from prior moves that he made at the deadline. Brian Cashman is the one that understands, okay, yeah, we have Juan Soto for this year. In my opinion, he goes nowhere, but let's say it's just this year. Well, what are you going to do at the deadline to make sure that Juan Soto and the Yankees are back in the World Series? Now you have a few things you can do. Now you can get on the phone and ask for a few different things. And it's not catcher. It's not catcher. Sure, ask though. But I have no issue with Trevino. I have no issue with Wells. I don't know why some of you guys thought Wells was going to be. He's a whole rookie. I don't know what you guys thought Wells was going to be. He's a rookie. And maybe he should be paired up with Marcus Stroman all the time. Maybe he needs to be his personal catcher. Maybe you won't see what you happen. The combination of Trevino and Stroman as the battery last night, and Alex Cora, and these, that's another thing. Does everybody have the personnel that the Red Sox have to run like that? They don't. They don't. Everyone doesn't have the athletes, and everyone's also not going to get a lead where they can do that. Like I said, if you want to run into outs, if you want to take that formula against the Yankees and think they're not going to be ready for it, they're going to be ready. You know who's definitely going to be ready for something like that? Cole Wuerl. Gerrit Cole's coming back. That's the biggest story of the day. That's the biggest news of the day. Gerrit Cole is coming back, bro. You know who that is? Gerrit Cole is, let's see, breaking news, not Gerrit Cole. Ken Rosenthal reports, as I just spoke about it, Anthony Rizzo could miss 4 to 6 weeks with an arm fracture. Not for nothing. Like I just said, like we have a few issues, and it's not a record-breaking night where they haven't stole that many bases since Ty Cobb was like, what are we talking about, bro? It's not what you want, as Joe Girardi used to say. It's not what you want. It could have been a lot better. There's a few different people to point out for why that happened. I would bet if FanDuel had a bet, will that happen again? It won't happen again to the Yankees this season. 888-808-1019. It's a gauntlet in June. Other teams have guys dropping, right? The big bad Dodgers. Yamamoto on the IL. Mookie Betts out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken hand. Trey Turner just came back, but JT Realmuto is out. Like, this is what is going to happen. It's baseball. Kyle Bradish is down from the Orioles. I think he might have been online to make a start in this Yankee series. He's not now. It is a long season. It's not 162 one-game seasons. But I understand this is a radio station that's on all day, every day. So if you listen all day, every day, then you're going to hear some takes that are going to expire in a day, in a week, a month. We can only take it day by day, series by series, week to week, month to month. Nobody can fast forward to October to see if the Mets are going to be a wild card team. Nobody can fast forward to October to see if the Yankees are going to be the number one seed and get back to the World Series. But every night we can call the fan, we can make our claims, we can have our takes. Hosts can come in with their agenda and try and deliver it. And then we do the same thing we always do. We wait and see. We watch the games at night. We come back tomorrow and react to it. Like I said, it's a gauntlet, man. Hopefully Jason Dominguez is all right. It's funny, right? All you guys want to, can Dominguez play first base? Can Aaron Judge play first base? How about we call up Ben Rice? Something's going to happen here. Somebody's getting called up. And then moves are going to be made. Yeah, Dominguez is on the IL down in AAA. So we'll see what he won't be called up, and he doesn't play the infield either. We need something to go on in this infield. We need some action in this infield. Yeah, I just couldn't care. I fell asleep on the game, and I woke up to all this stuff. Even the back of the Daily News: Sox steal record 9 bags. Bad. Yanks load bases with no outs, get nothing. Rizzo hurt as Boston rolls to series victory. So what? It's baseball, Susan. That's not Susan baseball, but that's the type of baseball to get you beat by your rival who's going to give you their best punch. 888-808-1019. The Yankees aren't going to win every single game, and I wasn't expecting them to. But they're a lot better than they were last year, and they have some problems. They have some issues. They have some things that need to get fixed, and they're going to fix them. And it's not really the whole, stealing bases. They just got caught like a deer in headlights. I feel like once that game plan was underway, there was nothing they could really do about it on the fly to adapt, and they didn't really try. It is what it is. Since 1901, they set a franchise record. Good for the Boston Red Sox. They're bums. They're still celebrating beating the Yankees last year. They're bums. Alex Cora is a good manager. He's out of there. But I don't think Yankee fans need to be saying, well, there's the blueprint. That's how you beat the Yankees. No, it's not. The Yankees are on it. They're on it. What else? I heard at the end of Morash and Tiki, I heard the conversation between Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, and Anthony Volpe. I love Volpe like you guys, but he's not on the level of Bobby Witt Jr., and he's not on the level of Gunnar Henderson. Both of those players are MVP candidates. Both, like, just look anything up. Both of those players, as young as they are two of the best in the sport. Those guys, Volpe will be there, but in his second year, he's not hitting like Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson. His WAR is nowhere near, like, it's just not. It's just not. So, and like I said, I'm a Yankee fan. I love Volpe like you guys. Great kid. Bobby Witt Jr., dog. Different level. Gunnar Henderson, who you're about to see, different. They're just already on a different level. But yeah, can't wait to talk to you. 20 minutes in. That's my open. Yankee fans, call up and tell me how you're not concerned about, I don't know, a surplus of bases being stolen on Sunday Night Baseball. And that broadcast sucked. I can't do it. I can't do Fox. I'd rather listen to it on mute and then just have, MLB app game day on my phone. I can't time it up to, like, I don't do that either. Pause the game and have WFAN stream during the game. But if Apple TV can do that, if Apple TV has that built in for you to listen to the radio broadcast, man, it's 2024. All of these streaming components and things that we should be able to not have to listen to John Smoltz. We should be able to not have to listen to a Tristan, like, bro, that interview, oh my goodness. Like, I've heard this guy interviewed so many times, and I don't even know the story. I muted it as soon as he had way too much camera time, way too much. It doesn't matter. We're not to rehash it. I thought the broadcast was terrible. Like I said, I fell asleep on it. I went, Tristan Casas, I'm sorry for your, what happened to you and all that. But enough already, and especially during a Yankees-Red Sox game on Sunday Night Baseball, rubber match. I couldn't even watch the game. I fell right to sleep on it. When I woke up sometime in the middle of the night, I think it was like 3:11 when I woke up, and I just like looked at the box score. I was like, whatever. I could not care. I knew they were going to lose, and I didn't wake up in the middle of the night and say, by golly, they've got it. This is how you beat the Yanks. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Last week I said, I don't care if Aaron Rodgers is in South America doing ayahuasca, and that's what everybody has come up with, that That's in fact what he's doing. Good for you, Aaron. Do all the drugs that you need to do. Enjoy your time. You let your employer know. Let everybody else talk about you while you're throwing up and seeing visions of yourself winning another Super Bowl. And other than that, you know, we'll get to all the topics. But I understand Mets fans right now going into this next game, man, there it is. There's your win streak. You swept a team in your building. The vibes are right. Don't let anybody steal your joy. If you want to make a Grimace City Connect jersey and wear it to the stadium, do that. If you want to believe it's Francisco Alvarez being back or Edwin Diaz being back or the team meeting or maybe Jorge Lopez had to sacrifice his glove for you to get these Mets, do that. There's just no sense in saying the season's over, they suck, they're not good enough. You don't know, I don't know. There's so much to be known. All right, let's break. Let's play some other sounds, and we'll get right into the show again. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, a five-hour sprint. It's KM to AM on the Fan. We'll be right back.